Good afternoon. It's 2:22.
4th of July fireworks displays can evoke a lot of emotion. Naturally, you might want to snap a picture, but oftentimes they turn out fuzzy, even unrecognizable. So what's the best strategy for capturing the moment on your smartphone?
Let's ask Ken Colburn from Data Doctors. Hi there, Ken, and happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th to you. And yeah, it is. I think more and more people are trying to get that shot, and more people are frustrated because they really don't understand the basics of getting this done.
Well, is it worth it to do it on your smartphone in the first place?
Well, I mean, if you have a true digital camera that has a fireworks mode, that's probably going to, you're going to probably have a much better chance. But the key to any photograph of fireworks is stability. You've got to keep whatever it is really still, which is why a tripod, which you can actually get tripods for smartphones, or if you're not going to have a tripod, find like a wall, a chair, a tree, something where you can stabilize the camera itself while you're taking the pictures. That one thing will make all the difference in the world.
Interesting. What about some of the settings? Portrait or landscape? Which one works better?
Well, generally, landscape is going to look better if you framed it, say, with a body of water or a mountain to the left or some other interesting item. But oftentimes, it'll look, in portrait mode, it'll look pretty cool, especially like if it's over the top of water. So, I try it both ways.
Very, very good. So, would you use a flash or no in that situation?
Absolutely never, ever use the flash. And also, you got a lot of, there's a timing issue here. You've got to really kind of set the thing up. So most smartphones, you can kind of tap on the phone screen itself to tell the phone that's where you want it to focus. So let one go off, tap it to focus so that that's ready to go. And then when the next one goes off, hit the button and you should get a much clearer shot from a focus standpoint.
Are some phones better at this kind of photography than others, some certain models?
Not necessarily. It's just some phone photographers are better than others. They take the time to get to know their device. If you do actually have some form of tripod, and one of the keys here is don't try to photograph from underneath. That's the hardest way to do it. Try to get a vantage point where the fireworks are kind of out in front of you. You got a much better shot of getting a wonderful shot. But if you have a tripod for a smartphone, there are these 99-cent apps for both Android and iOS, so iPhone users. For iPhone, there's one called Light Bomber that kind of extends the exposure time, so you can get some really interesting pictures that way. And Android users can look for something called Night Camera, which, again, does the same kind of thing. It extends both the field of focus. It actually gives you an infinite focus, and then it opens up that exposure for a little bit longer, which captures more light.
Wow, I'm going to have to use that one for tonight.
If you take the time to learn your phone, you can probably get some decent shots. Just practice, 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 and then get that finale.
All right, very good. Ken Colburn from Data Doctors, happy 4th of July to you.
Thank you. Happy 4th.